It is 12:33 at WRBI. Time for the mayor's daily briefing featuring Batesville Mayor Mike Bettis. Well, the state's mayor had 216 new cases reported today in the new numbers that just came out at noon. That's pretty good. Looking at our local counties, 3,466 in Ripley County, 1,702 in Franklin County, Decatur County, 2,899, and Dearborn, 5,891. That's a total of 13,958 total positive test results for coronavirus thus far in Ripley, Franklin, Decatur, and Dearborn County. Up three since you and I talked on Monday. That was an increase of one for Tuesday, and then we added two in the last 24 hours. So it's good to see the growth continue to be slow.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably the smallest number we've seen probably since the very start of all this. And so that's really a great number. And it's also reflected in across the state. If you look at the state county metric map, it is almost entirely blue now. There are seven counties that are in yellow. The other 85 counties are all blue. And so, again, this is colors that we haven't seen probably since last summer again. And so it's really good news. And I should point out Decatur County had been yellow. They did go blue today. And so our four county region is all blue. And 85 of the 92 counties are also blue. So that's really good news for our region and then also for the state.
You know, we spoke to Mayor Marsh yesterday. He was hoping and expecting that his county would go back blue this morning, and that did wind up happening. Many of the counties in our area still at that 0.5 level. Franklin County with a zero level. There's two levels of blue. You can be at zero, of course, the better. So I guess that's where we hang our next set of hopes, is we can get our other counties we always talk about. Well, actually, Dearborn's at zero, too. We just need Ripley and Decatur County to continue to go down and join them there.
Yeah, and so probably the biggest thing that has caused counties to go yellow here locally or across the state has been the positivity rate, which is really dependent upon how many tests are run. And so when you have a period when there's not very many tests being run and you have some positive cases, your positivity rate goes up. And so that's what hurt Decatur County most recently and caused them to go yellow. And so if you can continue the testing and continue to encourage people to get tested when they're unsure, that certainly helps with that positivity rate. And because the number of cases in our area has been relatively low, and so it's not the number of cases as much as it has been the positivity rate.
Right. I try to tell people, you know, think about if you're in the majors, you may be a horrible hitter, but your first ever at bat, you get a hit. Well, you're going to have a great batting average for a while. You know, it's just all depending on what you're looking at.
That's right.
So, okay. Well, other things that we want to talk about, some transportation items. I know that State Road 46 back down on the other side of Batesville because of paving and patching and traffic, at least earlier I heard, was backing up to the light there at 46 and 229. And part of that's a result of just Walnut being closed, that is kind of overflowing into that, I would guess. I know Kipper Street is closed for about a week. Everybody just needs to put on their patient pants, I guess, and look for alternate routes, because this is the season for construction, right?
That's right. And so I talked about this Monday night at the city council meeting, and there's just a lot of road construction in our area in general right now. And so they did start the repaving process for Highway 46 between Batesville and Greensburg. And so that's one project. And certainly what the city of Batesville is doing with Walnut Street is another project, which is causing some congestion. At some point this summer, NDOT is also looking to repave Highway 129, which is kind of on the east side of Batesville headed south. They're looking to repave that from Highway 46 to Highway 48. And so at some point that's going to become a bottleneck. And so there's just a lot happening. And so as I encourage people Monday night, it is the season, as you just said. This is the time of year that we'd see road projects. And so it's happening. And it's probably going to get a little worse before it gets better. And we're going to need to, I encourage everybody to take make sure you plan more time to get around, because it is going to be pretty hectic when 129 gets, and they start repaving that one also. That's two of the main arteries that come into Batesville. But hopefully within the next week, we'll have Kipper open again and people will be able to come back up Walnut Street and get to Kipper, then come up Main Street to get to downtown. So that will help. But for the next week, Kipper is going to be closed. And so you're going to need to find an alternate route to get into downtown. And so I encourage people to always look at Columbus, Huntersville, Mitchell, DeKalvey, or Pearl Streets as alternate routes to get to downtown if you're coming from Highway 46.
Yeah, and don't look at it as a nuisance. Look at it as an excuse to explore town, find alternate routes and to drive through neighborhoods maybe you don't normally get to, right?
That's right. And so I live on the east side of town, and I am blessed because I get to come in every morning and drive down East Pearl Street. And it is a beautiful drive.
Yeah.
Even though you're driving between two factories, the combination of American flags and the flowers that the Batesville Beautification League puts out and the military banners that are hanging on the light poles, it is really a pretty drive. And so if you don't get to drive that often, give it a shot. It is actually really a pretty drive, even though you're going through the cavern of between two factories. It is still a beautiful way to drive into town. So, yeah, check it out. It's kind of fun.
And another thing to check out would be the Batesville Farmers Market. If you didn't know, they've been back in gear for a few weeks now, and they're going Saturdays 8 to 11 on the Village Square. This Saturday, the two-bite challenge is back. Kids who taste two bites of the featured food will earn $2 in market bucks to spend at participating market vendors. So there you go. You can, if you've got a kid who's motivated by money but doesn't like to try new things, well, there you go. You get them to try some new things maybe that way.
That's a neat idea. I did not know they were doing that right now. So that's kind of fun.
Mm-hmm.
Our granddaughters just left, and so it would have been fun to have them try that. So
yeah, well, bring your kids down, and they can get a go. And also bring the kids July the 1st, which is really soon, sneaking right up on us. It's, what, just 2 weeks from tomorrow, I guess. We're having the Star-Spangled Symphony at the soccer field out there. It's going to start that night at 8.
That's right. And so we're hoping to have a good night, and we're the Star-Spangled Symphony has been a big hit the last couple of years. We didn't get to have it last year, but the 2 years previous. And so we're inviting everybody to come out. It's a free event. There's absolutely no charge. You can come out as early as you like to set up. In years past, people have kind of started gathering around 7 o'clock or so. And we'll ask people to kind of spread out a little bit. We still have to be mindful of the coronavirus and asking people to spread out a little bit. But if you want to bring some drinks and bring some food so you can snack during the symphony, that is encouraged. Encourage everybody to come out and join us. It should be a great night. And we're also looking to do kind of something special for the first responders and healthcare workers in our community. And so we're looking forward to having a big night for that. So come on out and join us.
All right. Well, anything else to share with us before we let you go for the day?
No, I think that's it for today for me. Everybody be safe. And it's a beautiful day. Make sure you get outside and enjoy it. So have a great day.